The Vietnam War, it's over. Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hello, everyone. Ryan here. I'm one half of your Dismembering Horror hosts. Our other host, Tim, sends his regards. We at Dismembering Horror wanted to give you a little update, a hello, just a little love for our listeners and our RSS feed, so to speak. It's January right now, mid-January, if you're listening to this live, which we'll assume and hope you are. And if you've heard our other updates, we're on a bit of a hiatus right now, revamping for a relaunch come next month. We'll be back probably about mid-month with the new Scream movie, and we have a guest lined up for that. I'm very excited about. So not much to say. I mean, what are we working on? We're going to try to revamp our intro a bit. We're talking about, but we're going to try to shake things up a bit. Anyways, well, we'll all find out soon enough. But just as far as having a little something to talk about here, as girthy as our big December Gremlins episode was, there were some things of note I did not get to. So for you Gremlins mega fans, here we are. Stay tuned. So as I had said then, if you heard it, Gremlins is one of my favorite films. But on this rewatch, I noticed some things I never noticed before. And I think I mentioned most of them, but a couple things I didn't mention that I noticed for the first time specifically were about the Futtermans and some fun details about them. First of all, they had a Richard Nixon poster on their wall I had never noticed before. It just seemed so perfect for their characters. But then the thing I never noticed, it cracked me up. Such a funny detail, very Joe Dante humor as well. But there's, I think it's when it cuts into them, you know, right before the big scene where they get attacked. Mrs. Futterman, she's at the fireplace doing something, and it's so quicker you'll miss it, which I did. But she's adjusting like a fake log, like bundle, like fake logs that are kind of stuck together. You know, they don't have a real fireplace, which is fine and great, but it's a sight gag, and it was one that got me and never noticed before. Have you noticed it? If you have, cool. Well, it was new to me. And something else I don't think I really got into, we talked about the theme, the Gremlins ride that existed in two Warner Brothers theme parks, but we did not get to, there are a whole bunch of Gremlins video games out there. Like a lot, like if you're interested, check it out on YouTube. There are, I think, a couple videos that kind of run through everything up to a pretty recent Lego Adventures game where there's a whole section where you play as like Lego Gizmo or Lego Gremlins running around. But there is one game that caught my eye on the Gremlins wiki, because it was never actually finished. So here it's known as the Lost Game. I just wanted to share it with you too, because it's, I just wanted to share the details that do exist about it with you, because that was pretty fun as a Gremlins fan. So reading from the Gremlins wiki about the Lost Game, between 2002 and 2003, Light and Shadow Productions was developing a Gremlins game to be released for the PS2 and GameCube video game systems. Not much is known about it, however, it seemed to be a third-person squad shooter where you could be on a Gremlin or Mogwai team. It was canceled before it was finished. For saying they didn't know much about it, they actually did. They have a whole list of features for it. It was going to be like where you could play as Gizmo or Stripe, and you had your different Mogwais or Gremlins you were commanding around. You had all the like original locations from the first Gremlins you went to. It was 11 levels total. It says find gangs of gremlins, mafia scientists, policemen, and others, and fight their bosses using special techniques. But what gets me here, what I really wanted to share, was the story, because it's just, it's a sequel to the original. So it's just so fun, you know, in like our episode, it's always fun to muse how they would do a sequel. And how this video game did it was probably in the straightest, simplest way. Here was the setup for the never-released Gremlins video game for PlayStation 2 and GameCube. It is time for commemorations in Kingston Falls, and 20 years have passed since the disaster that occurred when the Gremlins came to town. Plundering, destruction, and persecutions have left a bitter memory in the minds of the peace-loving residents of this small town. A large party is organized for all the town's inhabitants to pay homage to Gizmo, the courageous Mogwai, and Billy, the two heroes and gremlin fighters. But inadvertently that night, you can guess what's coming, Gizmo gets splashed with just enough water to provoke the emergence of a new Mogwai with a white mane, Stripe, who has plenty of mischievous intentions. Stripe manages to stir up trouble in the dance hall and locks all of its occupants up tight so that he can attempt to take control of the city, multiply, and let chaos rule again. So one of those where, you kind of just, it's a sequel, but you kind of relive the greatest hits at the same time, that kind of video game, which I remember playing the Ghostbusters video game for PlayStation 3, Xbox, whatever. It was really good. They kind of took the same route. Anyway, some more Gremlins, fun Gremlins tidbits for you. I wonder if you too, since it was popular, my favorite Gremlins game I always played was the Gremlins 2, A New Batch video game for NES. That was great, and it kind of has a bit of a cult fandom around it now. Well, anyway, that's all I got. As I said, just some quick tidbits. We're so excited to be coming back soon. We got some big episodes already lined up. We're looking at the slate of new releases for 2022, seeing what we want to cover. Yeah, as Tim likes to say, get into it. And as I like to say, in closing, thanks for listening. As Tim likes to say, we'll see you next time. Goodbye.